Zoe Life Foundation. Austin Sparks edited Lifemundi: The Way to Faith by the Spirit. Part 17. He met his brothers, but they did not know him. So Joseph knew his brothers, but they did not know him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams he had had about them, and he said to them, "You are spies to see what has been discovered in the country you have come." They answered him, "No, our Lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all children of one man. We are honest men. Your servants were never spies." But Joseph said to them, "No, you have come to see what the country has discovered." And they answered, "Your servants are 12 brothers, sons of one man in the land of Canaan, and here the youngest is with our father today, and the other doesn't seem." Genesis 42:8-13. This man came as a testimony, to bear witness he was not the light, but to bear witness to the light. That true light, which illuminates every man, came to this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And that word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This is the one I was saying, he who comes after me is before me, because he was before me." Because of its fullness we all take, and grace upon grace. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Nobody ever saw God. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known. This is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed, and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elias?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said to him, "Well, who are you?" So that we can respond to those who sent us. "What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one who cries out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." "And why, then, do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them saying, "I baptize with water, but in the midst of you is one whom you do not know. This is the one who comes after me, the one who is before me, whose shoe strap I am not worthy to untie." These things happened in Bethabara, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one of whom I said, 'After me comes a man, who is before me, because he was before me.' And I didn't know him, but that he might be made manifest to Israel, therefore I came baptizing with water." John also gave testimony, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. And I didn't know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'On whoever you see the Spirit descend and remain on him, he is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I saw him, and I have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, looking at Jesus who was walking by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And turning to Jesus, and seeing that they were following him, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is translated, "Teacher, where do you dwell?" He said to them, "Come and see." They went and saw where he dwelt. This first found his brother Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, "the Christ." And it brought him Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of Jonah. You will be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and said to him, "Follow me." "Truly, truly, I say to you, from now on you will see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Glory, glory and more glory.
Patience requires waiting, right?
Sure.
So as I was coming this way today, you know, just in my head, that I needed to be patient, or learn more patience. I mean, mind you, at my age, to me personally, I've been more patient than what I can think of my colleagues or my people
Of
my age,
course, yeah.
So, but when the Lord says that I need to learn more patience, I said, and I reflected back again to the day that I was mad and stuff, I said, Lord, you're right. Maybe I need to learn more patience and wait. So when you spoke, and it just resonated that I need to learn how to be more patient, and it's not enough because my own understanding is never enough. So, and that brings me back to my back a little backstory. In 2013, my father and my stepmother said, go see after summertime, ninth grade. They said, go see your mother, see how she's doing for 2 months vacation, and then you come back for school next year. And before that, a couple of months, I overheard them arguing at nighttime. And I guess my stepmother was like telling my dad, like, you need to send him, or you need to do this and that. They're making plans. And I'm thinking, what's going on? What are they planning? But I didn't fully understand. And he's like, he's pleading with her, like, what can I do? How, you know, what am I gonna do? Blah blah blah. And summertime, they said, go see your mom. And they said, you won't be alone. Your sister, my stepsister, my stepmother's daughter, will go with you. So I said, no. My stepmother said, you will go, because you don't have a choice. I say, you will go, you'll go. I was scared, because I'm scared of her. She's always, scared of me. So I finally said, fine, But in my heart, I know that I know something is bad is gonna happen. And I went, and in July 5th, I was going to the airport. My dad dropped us, and he gave me a hug, and he said, I love you, this and that. I said, I love you too. And he gave me my passport with the plane ticket inside it, and I got in. And then as we're flying back home, I opened my passport, because that's the first time since I ever came to the US seeing my passport. I never saw my passport. And I looked at it, and it's gonna expire in a week. Like, after a week when I arrive, I said, my sister is next to me. I said, hey sis, look at this. Our passport, since it came out the same day, I looked at her passport, and it also expires on the same day. I said, it's gonna expire in a week. What are we gonna do? She said, oh, don't worry. They'll probably send us a letter, like, so we can renew it. And we were underage at that time. I said, okay, fine, I'll call them when I get there. So I arrived, and at the immigration, the officer said, he looked at, he said, this passport is old. Like, and he gave her passport, but he said to me, like, your passport is old. This is not you. This doesn't look like you. This is very young. I was very young when I came. I changed. America changes you a lot. And I said, I don't know. He said, you have to come back after a week. We're going to have to hold on to it. I said, what's going on? Like, I said, okay. He said, come back Tuesday. And I go home, see my mother. And obviously, she's, in the same condition. She's poor. And I called him. I called my dad, and I said, hey, my passport is gonna expire, so what are we gonna do? Can you send me a letter? He said, don't worry, no, there's no problem. I'll send you a letter. You just relax, see your mom, and she's how you doing. I said, okay. And the days is getting close. And I said, hey, are you gonna send me the letter? He said, actually, I decided, you and my, your mother, my stepmother and I, that you have to stay there for a year, maybe, or 2 years. And you have to go to school there because you're making problems here. I said, what problem? What have I done? I haven't done anything. I mean, I've been obeying, I've been, doing whatever they asked me to do. And he said, no, that's our decision. You have to stay there. And we said you have to stay there. I said, he said, I'll send you to a great school. You can learn French. I'll send you allowance. I said, no, forget the allowance. I don't want allowance. I don't want to go to great school when my mother is poor here. I said, no, I just sent you to send me a letter. He said, no. I said, okay, let me tell you. I said, do not ever call my mother, because he's bribing her, like, sending, he said, he'll making promises. fake promises. I said, don't ever call my mother and ask her about this. And I said, I will come back whether you like it or not. You will see me. And he said, he laughed. And he said, you don't have control over your life. I said, he said, I'm the one who get to let you come in or you get to stay. I'm the one who's control. I said, okay. And I hang up the phone. And pretty much after that, I was really depressed. And I ran away. And then my uncle and I made some plans. And I tried to renew my passport illegally. But somebody stopped me and said, no, don't do it. So with my mother, I went to the immigration, my biological mother. And she renewed my passport with her since she was my mother. And then I went to the American embassy by myself. Now, in America, in Ethiopia, it's very hard to go to the American embassy. If you don't have documents, if you don't have green card, if you don't have proper documents or an appointment, you cannot enter. But God's favor allowed me to go in and out, like, as if it's my house. Every time I go, they let me in. So the officer said, you know, why did your dad send you? I said, I don't know. I have no idea. But I must go back to school, and I have to learn. And I guess he looked at my record. There was no problem. My grades were good. So he said, all right, fine. Just come back on Thursday. So, and this whole time, my dad does not know what I'm doing. Because the guy told me if my dad finds out that I'm doing this, he will call and cancel everything. So the plan is, I made a strategy. I said, I ran away. So everybody's panicking. They're like, Mickey's lost. We don't know where he's at. And my dad is here like, oh, Mickey's lost. You know, so after that, the officers gave me on my passport. He gave me 30 days to leave. He gave me a visa, you know, temporary visa, and I was so thankful. But before that, I prayed. I said, Lord, if you allow me to go back home, to go back to America, I will not persecute or prosecute, take my parents to court. I will not make any problems. I will not take them to jail. I will not do anything to them. In fact, I will forgive them. And I made a covenant with God. And God allowed me to get a visa. And my dad didn't know. So my mother, at that point, sold her house that she lived in for me to get a plane ticket. And after I got the plane ticket, I got $100 exchanged. And I came here to my neighbor's house. And then the next day, I called my dad. And he picked up the phone. He said, hello. I said, hi, do you remember what I told you? He's like, who's this? I said, this is your son. And you said you have control over my life, but you don't. And I tell you the truth right now that you don't. I'm here in America without your permission because it's not your will that I come here. It's God who allowed me to come back. And he was scared. He was like, how did you come here? He said, immediately come to the house. And, you know, he tried to make a fuss like before. But at this point, there's no fear in me anymore. I was done because I went through so much trouble to come back. I wasn't scared of my parents anymore. And I hung up the phone on him. And I went to the school, to my school. And they said, oh, a week ago, your mother came and she took you off the program because she told us you're not coming back. I was like, but I'm here. So they said, we can't help you with anything else. You're not our student. So at that point, I just cried because I don't know where to go after that. And long story short, the family services came. They interrogated me. So I have to lie about my parents because if I told them the truth, they will take my parents to court. They will take them probably to jail. So in order to protect them, not my parents, but the kids, my sisters and brothers here, I lied. So they went back to my parents and asked them the questions and they lied. So pretty much to them, my parents are telling the truth and it made me a liar. So they came back and said, you're a liar. You're fine. Your parents said they never did anything to you. So you're going back to them. And I said, I'd rather die. I'm not going back there because it's terrible. And they thought I was suicidal because I mean, I wasn't. I was just trying to make threats, so they don't have to take me back. So they called the ambulance, and I'm going to. As I'm walking out to school, and all the students can see, like, me being handcuffed, and they're like, is that Mickey? And they took me to the hospital, and they started more questioning, interrogating me, more questions, what happened, what, you know. I stayed there for like 4 hours, and then the family services came and said they took me home. And basically, the reason the police came is as soon as I hanged up the phone with my dad in the morning, he got scared, and he made a phone call to the police and said, my son is lost. But he haven't seen me in 2 months. But he, in order to make up his lies, he called the police on me, and he said I was lost. And they came and took me, and my stepmother, who planned all this, said, are you going to give me a kiss or something? I remember that day. But in my head, you know, I'm thinking, like, how is she a Christian, living a Christian life, and she wants a kiss? It's like Judas portrayed. Yeah, it's like Judas, pretty much. And I'm thinking, wow, this is very, like, unbearable. So I gave her a kiss, and after that, the whole thing is pretty much, they planned to send me back and get a citizenship without me. Everybody's a citizen at this point. I'm not a citizen. And then my life is pretty much messed up. And my school grade, the trauma I took at back home, all that stuff, it was terrible because I started failing school. My Fs, like, instead of A's and B's I was getting Fs, and my GPA dropped, and the likelihood of me going to college was zero, pretty much. And the plan for me was to help my mother. So my stepmother's plan was for me not to succeed, so I don't help my mother back home. So, and after that, since I made a promise to God, I did not break the promise. So that required me to basically not tell the truth and to save them. So after I kept the promise, that's what I was saying earlier about patience, about learning how to forgive and all that stuff at that age. So, you know, it was really tough, and my dad was still surprised, and he kept asking me how I came back. To him, it was very puzzling, and he didn't know that God wanted me to come here. God has a plan for me. So, and when God called me in 2017, God really called me, and he wanted me to basically start practicing and preaching, maybe, you know, start walking in the likeness of Jesus. So he may prepare me for people. And I told him there's terrible things coming and that God is calling me. And at that time, I wasn't speaking with my dad, but the Holy Spirit in me convinced me and led me, not my own will. It was the Holy Spirit, because I was rebelling. I wanted to end my, you know, it was terrible, my relationship. And the Holy Spirit led me, and he said, go ask your dad for forgiveness, even though he's the one who committed crime against you. And that is one of the greatest service you could do, is to ask for forgiveness, even though you were the one being persecuted. So I approached my dad and I said, I'm sorry. I made appointments and I said, forgive me. You know, I've committed against you. I sinned and I made terrible mistakes. I'm sorry. And I cried. You know, I truly like forgave him. And he cried also, you know, we made good, you know, we were good. And then I told him what God had called me. I told him why I was coming to him. I told him it was not because of my strength. It's the Lord who told me to come to him. And I told him that the Lord also wanted me to let him know that he was calling me, and that there's terrible, you know, basically the judgment and all that stuff I was telling him about. And that's when he said, you have to be careful who you listen to. You know, he steered me in the wrong direction at that point. And he said, it may not be the Lord. It may not, you know, he was saying, like, you have to be careful. And he said, maybe you have to, you know, do this and that. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, you have to, you know, do this and that. You have to be careful not to listen to, you know, voices in your head of these things. And he said, we don't know when the day of the Lord. I said, I don't either, but he's telling me to get ready, so he can have his people ready. So that's when, after that, that was the last time, because after that, I didn't want to see my parents again, because every time I go, it's bad. You know, it's like something just bad. So that's why I have to share this story, because it's like a warfare, and patience, I've learned it, but I guess I need to learn more, you know? And I just want to let you know, yeah, sometimes when I go through these things, I don't want you to think I cannot handle it sometimes. The reason why I'm here also is because I've endured other things, and it's not easy, but I've endured things. So whenever you want to share things and you might think it's too much of a burden for me, I don't want you to think that way. In fact, if you share it with me, I will let you know whether if I can handle it, whether if I won't, with the Lord's grace, you know? So that's what I have to share.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, let's go point this point. When I put it the message of a poor washer regarding all he going through, the life that allowed it to the Lord leave it, whatever you share me, is really strong. It's really difficult. It's really hard. If the Lord is not with you, you don't pass the test. But anyway, it's like a, to put the story short in some ways, is we need to talk a lot, or say little by little. It's like a draw it to you what the Lord wanted and what is coming through. But what I know for sure is anyone who say the Lord yes is gonna go to the fire of testing to notice that he cannot do it by his own. In other words, it's many things that all what you share me, I understand what you say. But anyway, it's like you're gonna receive the map, but you need to allow it to digest, understand it slow. What he say in the different ways to go through. Why? Because everything is against all what he want to do it something. Because the is like a, in some, for full more history, sure, it's like a, if no one don't know how to do it, is gonna be bind and tied by the devil in the way that his own living. Why? Because if not understand the truly things, what is meaning to living completely in himself and what's going through. And we need to know the price of our doing, because we don't really don't know what, the same that you say. We don't really know what's gonna happen in some ways, but we know that we are alive because of God's grace. We are alive because of God do this or we do that. But it's a price involved. In other words, it's like the same what happened to you has happened to me. For example, when I was born again, I have a problem. The brother of Paul, his name was Matthew. Matthew, in other words, he was born here, the same as Paul. But Matthew, after we returned to Ecuador 3 weeks when he was born, he cannot breathe. In other words, after I happened this, I collapsed my own living. I have a good living naturally. They be a good person and everything, but complete misery, forget it, all things. In other words, the things I was going through was crazy, and all the people was nearest in reality, all was was short. In other words, don't have a chance to pass the test. In other words, have some love for the Lord, but in some measure. But by the way that the Lord wants some things is without measure. In other words, we don't need to put the weight of how we love truly, but it's truly love unto the end. In other words, the same love of Christ, in other words, when Paul say the love of Christ constrain me, in other words, is the same that what happened with anyone who love God. In other words, you need to know it is like going through is a price. Yeah. And this price you need to be weighted. But for waiting, in other words, in the way that you share me, in other words, your life and your testimony, the Lord is so merciful with you to keep your heart pure in the midst of all the circumstances. But this is a warfare between the seasons of times, because we need to find out the seasons that the Lord allowed it. For example, I'm gonna give some examples, just a whole view for need to be calm down and go dearly by dearly. I don't know if someone is so clear in some things and allowed it to. It's like in other words, you see this guy is one to, o sea, it's like a movie of what is not real. But in reality, it's real. For example, I'm gonna give examples, just few examples that I put to the. For example, I was born again in the Lord, without in other words, without confess the prayer of a Protestant church. Yeah. Just the Holy Spirit came deeper in my heart, and this is later on. I know what this has happened to John Wesley.
In same the thing. I was born again after all these things happened, and
yeah. In other words, what happened for the story short, after I start to send my spiritual father everything, I give food, I give everything, I give star. These guys have a scare. I be with these guys almost every day. In less than 1 month, in other words, these guys put me other person, right person for the spiritual. Searching you for, I have a chance to search. I go to two churches, one of some days, another other days. One I need to drive 2 hours, another I need to drive 30 minutes. And I say to him, I don't gonna go, I gonna come here. The Spirit touch me here, I don't gonna move, because that's what he say me. And then he say, no, it's too far. You need to come 2 hours, and then you need to drive after finish 2, 3, 4 hours. You need to come again 2 hours. This is crazy. Just I say, if I go to the place that you send me and I don't feel the Spirit of God, forget it. I don't want to go. Just little by little, every person that the Lord has put me near is failed. Every person is failed. Every person go to the point the Lord tested and failed and failed and failed and failed and failed. Almost all the time. Almost all my life. And you want to look, for example, the way that I know the things in Spain is almost the same thing. You know? I just obey the Lord and I do the things for the people. I do it this, I do it that. And then, in other words, the Lord accused to you the many things without doing anything. Just I say, for example, with a friend of Chus, for example, that introduced the Lord, the Lord allowed it to go the world almost kill you. It's like a whole congregation of 40, 50 people go against the friend of it, against her for coming to the United States was crazy. The people called to evil things. O sea, in other words, if you truly want to the things of the Lord, you need to understand how is operate the different things. Why? Because, for example, in the beginning, many people tell me lies. Lies. I lie for the God purpose, yes. But many people tell me lies regarding what the Christian life is. Many people tell me lies, the many things that is not. when I find the truly light, I try to escape for the truly light. Because the truly light say, in other words, you're going to have a test until the end. Or say, until the day you're gonna die. Is your life is going to be difficult every time. You're going to overcome everything, but the Lord is going to allow it all. It's like is not easy way. I feel, for example, like working with the Lord in reality is like I notice real this walking 21 years, 21 and a half. And without a notice is 25th. Yeah. But the point of what I say is like if you truly have all what I live it is tested. It's tested with the fire and you can test too. But I feel this is I don't recommend to any human being live this life if the Lord don't lead him. Why? Because you're not gonna have a life. It was you, for example, we say yes, all belong to you, but everyone keep it something for your own. Even the desire, for example, regarding your mom or everything, the Lord have a chance to say, give me. For example, I start just, Lord, I don't want to take in my spirit. And he start to give me everything, but start to took me all things. Oh, start to took my car, took the restaurant, took this, took that, start taking everything. Oh. I'm finally taking my son. And I seeking the Lord in the beginning for have a miracle of my son. In other words, the brother of Paul. I put the hands of the people come and say, hey, touch you, and the people heal for the heart attack, for everything. And for me, he don't give me that. Don't give me what the desires of the heart. Because today, for example, was a spiritual warfare because he say some things he don't understand. Entonces he have a heart for the Lord. But when the Lord take it away, his own desires too. It's like in other words, for this is like I need to say, hey, go slow, go slow. So that's what I recommend, go slow, because God have a chance to this request on. But what he say to the scripture? The scripture say, over all things, keep you your heart. All things keep you your heart. And sometimes with the people that we truly love or truly have attachment for everything, in other words, we sometimes don't have a chance to pass the test. I remember in Ecuador one day the Lord say, go and say to this girl, he don't have too much years. Maybe she has 65, whatever. And she say she was sick. She say, forgive his husband and you're gonna be healed. And I go and say, hey, if you just forgive your husband, you're gonna be healed. He say, no, I prefer die, but I'm not gonna forgive. And she get to die.
Oh, wow.
Because she not forgive. Because I know many things in spirit's reality. In the way that is, it is for, and something's between life and death, and sometimes I say, Lord, I don't really want to choose who lives or who die or whatever things happen. Because you need, and just to know what the reality is like, you need to know where you go. But it's like a before.
How do you know where to go? I don't know where to go. I'm just living.
For a minute. In the moment the Lord starts to establish, the Lord show you from the beginning to the end where we goes. In other words, any who really truly know the Lord is like the same size, the same say the scriptures say the come the sun until the day is full light. Yeah, because we are, if we truly allowed it to the Lord, keep going, he show you more and more and more light. But this is the one hand. But in one hand say more and more light, but in the other hand say more darkness. It's a fight between the light and the darkness. Oh. But it truly fight. It's like go one step at a time.
Doesn't this also, I'm sorry, but doesn't this also brings us to the, remember what you said we will finish talking about last time? For example, the bike shop. the Lord led me to find another job, and that allowed me basically to escape, or not escape, but to maneuver ahead of what trouble will come. So this brings you to the question. Even though, me personally, I don't know the end, the Lord allows.
Yeah, of course. But this is, but he say, come and see how good is the Lord. In other words, we need to take this, Paul say, test all things. In other words, little by little, everything needs to be tested. And sometimes the period of waiting, the test, is too long. Long. For example, the people want to 3-4 years of study for ministry, and in other words, have in other words ministry for 4 years. But the Lord is the same. The school of the Lord was 30 years. The Father trained Jesus in the things of the air for a ministry of 3 years. It's completely different. And there's all things that he do it, and the way that he do it, the people feel it's crazy. The people feel like, what is gonna do? Is that don't have sense, this of that. Just the point is, it according what you keep going, according what is like a be alive in the spirit is priceless. Be alive in the spirit is you cannot buy it with gold or with anything, but everything is to try to stop anyone who lives with the spirit. I already cry that see the spiritual warfare in the way with all the things that you have in the desires. For example, choose know it. For example, the two person was, in other words, was the Lord choose for management some things in Europe. Choose know it, the boat is not gonna pass the test. But the Lord to me not reveal me. These two guys, the Lord allowed me to, I bring in the way who go, he will gonna pass the test. But choose know what I say, no, I know it's not gonna pass the test. I say, the Lord don't reveal me and I'm gonna keep going. But when this is happening, for example, when choose know what, in other words, he don't gonna pass the test. And the Lord tell me, why you reveal to her and not reveal to me? And the Lord say, if reveal to you too, you're not gonna do it. You're not gonna do it. Keep working for this. And I want to the other person know it, that you working one day, I working, but these guys don't want it. It's like strange. It's like what happened with Israel in the moment take it out away from Egypt to the. To the Moses say take it away, and to Pharaoh God say don't allow them to take it away. It's like what's going on? Because he need to prove the Pharaoh, and he need to prove Moses. So he need to prove the whole creation. It's the same what happened with attaining the promised land. The promised land he want to the other repentance and forgiveness and say God and no, and the Lord in other words asked to do it this, to do it that, or the people what's belong the land and everything, and never repent, never happened this, never happened that. In other words, finally the Lord say, in other words, I'm gonna take it away. Even to Israel, the Lord take it away.
So what I come to understand is the Lord must show to the ones who rebel or who say no, his power, right? And the ones who accept him, his mercy and his glory, right? So, and this world is wicked, right? And those who live in this world, who are to live righteous, or, you know, continually by the Lord's grace in the likeness of Jesus, right? They must reject the world. I mean, I understand, but I say, if I must live righteously and reject the world, then what is it not if I do not give everything to Jesus? Meaning,
I already told you. For example, Mickey, it's two different. For example, I touch many people. In the beginning, I be in the congregation of 50,000 people here. Yeah. And in South America, I be with the 2,000, 3,000 people. But The Lord does not count how many people you preach. The Lord, how of this that this seed that you sow a seed, this have a great fruit. In other words, what give you Christ? Miss Barber then just only give one bare fruit. Watch money. It's a bare fruit. He is Christ is a fruit. In other words, the many who stay in the way is like, in other words, give you according your heart. He say to the women, according your heart is gonna be done. In other words, you don't need to. In other words, if you want to what God want to, the God want to His Son, and all the Son, and the many sons introduced to glory. But the many people believe or think about it, the many sons is coming free. It's not free. O sea, it's free because Christ paid a price, but it's not free because you give your life as a living sacrifice, acceptable to God, to be. In other words, you need to day by day living. But the way that you say is like a teaching to be a servant. I working with who teach me to me how to work was a pastor of pastors. Have the different churches in Ecuador. He is who management everything. I have a scare working with him because I cannot walk. In other words, I have a chance to teach you to you this, but I tell you it's calling to impossible living because I gonna put the things to you in like a. Hey, for learn, reads, review this. Because it's like a constitute, but in the same moment that you, for example, teach to you, it's not the same. Still, you have a free will. When I come to Brother Jorge, with Brother Jorge, God, the word say, Dieguito, say, tell with my name by the name, say, Dieguito, just enjoy the Lord. But when I go with him, I suffer with him because I see God in the way that I never see before.
Yeah.
You understand?
Well, the same thing happened. Like I said earlier, after going home, when the motorcycle happened, I mean, that could have been end of me. God wanted to show me his powerful side, right? And let me tell you how it happened. It was ice, you know, when water gets cold on the street. It was ice. Yeah, so I was riding at like 40, 50 miles an hour. And I always know that area is wet, but usually I go through it. But this time I thought it was wet.
And it's ice. Wow.
It was ice. And then all I see is the moped just sliding under me. And I see the moped and like sparks from the brake coming off. And after I landed, all I see is myself flipping, like tumbling. I'm like, I'm not stopping. And then as I'm flipping, I see the moped scratching in front of me. And then I stop. And then to the left of me, the gas leaked. And then fire. Just boom.
The gas of the moped?
No, the moped is there. But the gas that it leaked caught on fire after the spark. And it was fire. And I got up. My left glove, this one, I don't know where, so I'm wearing my light right one, and I'm like, in the parked cars, like on the right of me. If I was in the parked cars, I was totally dead. But luckily, I was just tumbling, like, you know, straight line. And after I got up, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm still alive. And the people see the fire, and the police is coming. There's a police car, and the police car just kept going.
He didn't.
I don't know if he's. There's a fire. There's a car stopped. There's people. The police just kept going. I'm like, did you guys see that? The police didn't stop. And at that moment, I knew it was terrifying because God showed me truly that He could take my life like that, and He could also, you know, not hurt even a bone. And I just had a little scratch. My head is fine. Now I just praised God at that moment. I was like, Lord, thank you for not taking, you know. But at that moment, he said, it's a realization for me. Should I continue, like you said, some people will be scared and say, I don't want this life, right? I don't want it. And at that moment, I was confronted. Should I continue with this life? Or should I move in with another direction? You know, I said, Lord, thank you for showing me, you know, like forgiveness. Thank you for, you know, allowing me to see. And I said, I'm going to continue, like, because this is a test. And I remembered, you told me this is going to be more tests. I said, this is one of the tests that I'm going to face in life. So I started the moped again, put the gas back, and went home. But after that, like I said, I shared today, it was hard, you know, to basically seek God's face again, because it's a battle in my mind. It's like, you're not worthy enough, because the blood of Jesus is so powerful that you cannot just keep, you know, to me, I cannot sin and then say, Lord, you know, because it takes the Lord's grace and his mercy to touch you to be able to come to Christ and say, to truly repent. Without that, I was unable to do it. That's why I came here, and it allowed me to, in a congregation, to come to peace, to have the surrounding of other people who seek God, to allow me to come and truly repent. Because without it, you know, I'm thinking in my own strength that I can't, because with my own strength, you can't, because the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ is great. So,
okay. For be more specific, the Lord, want to, the Father want to, the Spirit is available. For, in other words, for the same that Paul say, to be a living sacrifice. Yeah. Holy, acceptable to God. But in reality, it's like a long way process. And this long way process is need to be according what you say, according your testimony. It's like you need to, Jesus say, let me, give me two papers, white papers. Give me this. Okay, thank you. Come here. I'm gonna put here first my life. I'm gonna speak what you, the Lord, wanted. In this page, I'm gonna show you. You're gonna do it by your own. Okay. For example, I was born, and I come here to this point. This is the cross in the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I arrived to this point to know the Lord as a real thing to me. And it's like in real, he start to work in this discovery with me at the age of 30. Yeah. And the age of 33 and a half, I really know that I'm going in the wrong direction. I have my planification on my life until here. Almost For this I supposed to have a restaurant, have this, have that, until here I have something. This something, all my plans of everything, start to disappear, and I feel I start to disappear too. In this moment, the Lord touched me, and I start to, for this cross, for this center, I start to no more cementating in this old life, but I start to cementate in the other life with His help for the other side of my life. I feel I walk in 20, 25, 3.5 years, 33, in other words, 25 years almost. Yeah, I walk in the other side, and the Lord is not gonna know when I'm gonna arrive to Him. Okay, and then for this, is a lot of difficulties here. In each step is more weight of glory, but more weight of fire. You don't see this place. You see here. You go. You see directly to down. In other words, not to the things that you thought, but go to deeper into many people that I know when this is go. Not just don't have life in the way that you expect, but have a terrible life. Go completely in darkness in this. And most of the people of this who reject the Lord in some way, in other words, don't got the scripture told about the first fruits. In reality, the overcomers is the first fruit of the creation, according to Yah. Even this, most of the people say, I want to go until this point. For example, until this point, and the people stuck here. Other people say, I'm going to go to this point, and these people here. But the more you go up, this is more small steps. Yeah. It's like you don't have something to you can stand. If the Lord don't sustain, you fall down. It's like it looks like you disappear. Mm. Yeah. But these people walking with the Lord for a period of time, but want to his own life. He want to this kind, for example, he want to this kind of life. Attaching to the air. One to this life attaching to the air. Just because it's attaching to the air, the Lord gives something. Because he's a good and merciful God. But not give the whole. Yeah. The whole, no one by our own strength have a chance to take the whole. No one. The whole is because the Father please. Say, I have my beloved Son and what I please. Yeah. And the moment that you choose this way, the Lord is going to show you it's not your own strength, His own strength. Not by mine, not by power, by my spirit, say the Lord. Entonces, you, for example, you experience, I don't know why you know the Lord, but you experience something here, I don't know, 3 years or 3 years and a half or whatever the same that me, but start to, in other words, say to the Lord, say, I want to arrive here. Yeah. I want to arrive here. But this is a different way. And the same thing, you walk in this way with the difference in where you have the intervenience of the Lord in this realm. And then, in other words, have many difficulties. And then the Lord start to work in here to come back to arrive. But this is the human life. And this is to completely the divine life. In this divine life, you need to know the weight of the whole creation. O sea, the weight of the world, the weight of what He wants, God's purpose, the what He wants to express in man. In other words, to go in green, if you keep walking in this size, the multitude is here. Yeah. But the people don't really know God. In other words, you can know with this, but you cannot know in Christ. Paul say, I glorify only in one thing, in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ and this crucified. In other words, in the moment that you decide to go in a crucified life, it's go to the end. Even the motorcycle of everything, but for measure humanity And for measure with the things that you're going through, you need to step by. This is what I recommend the people, for example. I recommend the people in the beginning, according how God teach me to recommend to you. First start, for example, first start with 3 weeks. Then start to 3 months. The 3 months go to 3 years. The 3 years start to 7 years. If you pass this, we talk about this. If you pass the test of this, we're gonna go to this. If you pass the test of this, we're gonna pass the test of this. But normally, most of the people don't pass the test. Not even have a chance. Even family, not even arrive to just meet with you in the heavenly realm. Not even have a chance. Entonces, in other words, what I have a chance to say, in the moment, just truly became a disciple. Disciple is put under discipline. Yeah. But under discipline is two kinds of discipline. One is vertical, which is directly without dealing with you, and the other is horizontal. Yeah. And the horizontal is a human being who knows where you need to go. You need to be disciple. Discipleship. Because in the moment that you in reality, you don't gonna go and do it your own will. But it's a such a love, this kind of walking. This is how the people betray Christianity in many things, because the people for heavy weights, the same that the Lord say, heavy weights, and allow that. And in religion, the people say, in other words, if you want to arrive to, for example, to have this, is it, what is not a cross, but naturally is power, is prestige, is many things. You need to work it out for these years. Sometime as a deacon, sometime as a usher, sometimes as a leader of the group, sometimes as a start to building as a pastor, sometimes at this and this and this, and in other words, until you are right here, you need to walk your whole life. But this whole life is called the old creation. And the new creation is by serving. Who is the most who serve all? Because we need to go walk in him, we need to walk in him, but little by with joy. That's the way, need to be joy in the heart. The warfare is gonna be there, but the joy need to be. Because in the moment that never you lose your joy, say by anything lose your joy, because you start to rocking in solid ground. The solid ground is rock, is Christ Himself. Is not good. Is precious stones. In other words, it's more start to. But if someone in your case, you tell me, I have a plan. Okay? You say, I'm going to do it 2 years here, and then I have my plans. All who in the world want to walk to the Lord need to despise the plans. Need to say, I don't have plans. I want to the Lord leading the plans. But for me, the Lord, what is doing this first is say, taste the Lord. Taste the Lord in your daily living, but not to be a burning and heavy burning. No, just to be with the joy and everything and all. Yeah.
The joy, like for example, after what happened, walking in the spirit, always joyful, you know?
Okay.
And then as soon as I stepped out of line after the incident, it was like, there's no more joy, you know? So I say, according to what I've learned, I must, if I continue to seek the Lord, and I walk in the Spirit, by Jesus' grace, I can say that there's going to be always a joy, you know? As we listened to Brother Paul last time when he was preaching, he said, I will die for the brother that I spoke for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Holy Spirit.
It's the joy that allows us.
It got the word, for example. But truly, truly discipleship and truly leading of the Holy Spirit, leading until have a cross life, have the cross of Jesus Christ be your daily living. And live the cross life is when His will and your will is crossed. And thus became one will. Mm-hmm. And became one will with the brothers. But it became one will with the brothers in the spirit. In other words, sometimes the brothers don't want to live in one, because this is the warfare of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And thus in the moment that you, for example, you start to doing this, we're going to, by prayer, and by truly, you're gonna need to set up times for some things. First, no time, but we need to send some guidelines for the different things we go. Why? Because we are living in a human body that need to rest, that need to eat, that need to do this, that need to do that. It is all of these kind of things is need to towards to the goal. Why? But you need to be little by little, you need to have the taste and the taste, and you need to have little by little need to know where the temptation you need to pass in all these kind of levels, because all level is a more weight of glory, but for became to other level is other test, and for he going is other test, another test, and the text is never over until the presence of the Lord. It's just over if you say, I'm okay, I'm stay here. And many stay in the levels of anyone want to.
Mm-hmm.
It does everyone measure this. It does, if you want to, I feel it's gonna be joy. But it's going to be suffering too, brother. It's not just only the one side. But if the Lord gives the strength, is the adventure. In my whole life, I was an adventure guy. In other words, I am a Boy Scout. I like it to go this, that, this. But living the Christian life is the adventure more spectacular than anyone, because you don't choose the adventure. just it's show up the adventure because of the Lord put. He set up the order of the different things, the same that you say, the motorcycle, this, the guy of the street, the beggar. It's like this is,
Yeah, that day was crazy.
Yeah, in other words, and you need to know the same life, Elijah and Elisha, because we need to know it. In other words, sometimes we need to pass the torch. Because you need to know what you need to fulfill, what you need to handle. Until now, I try to put all the weight of what is here. In the Bible, one person say, who was a prophet, a women prophet, tell me, you know what's the meaning of the red heifer sacrifice. I said, no, can you teach me? And she teach me. Say, you know why I don't understand you? I say, I understand you, but the things that you talk is too much. I say, because the Lord revealed me, you don't handle one bull to sacrifice. You handle the 12 bulls of sacrifice the same what the Lord do it. So I say, what is this? I say, you need to have the way to handle all the things that the Lord want to weigh, but need to this, the Lord need to give it. And just little by little to handle what you're gonna is a such a glory, but it's a such a responsibility. It's a such a, in other words, he say, I put my body under subjection. O sea, your body need to be submit your body. In other words, when he giving in Genesis, when he gave the power and dominion of men, the first power and dominion he gives was for his own flesh. Power and dominion over your flesh. Because you can order your flesh. For example, I cannot stay until this hour. I cannot do it, for example, this. I cannot do it that. When I come to this country, I say, this guy is crazy. The owner of the restaurant talked with us 10:30.